Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I feel like I say this every time, but I have a fun episode for you today. And the reason why it's fun is because it's actually two video notes from the past. And just a side note, I'm realizing that I keep saying from the past about a year and a half ago. It's May 2025. It's almost been 2 years now. So just to put into context, because this whole podcast is really an invitation to watch the evolving throughout the voice notes, I want to be more clear about the dates of the actual video and voice notes that you're seeing and that you're receiving. But the first episode is kind of like a preparation for the second video note, in the sense that it's like an elevator speech that I'm just completely riffing about abundance. I have absolutely no makeup on. And I think what's happening, again, this was 2 years ago, is that I am just seeing how I can riff without any notes, just seeing how it flows. And so that's the first part. The second part is a longer kind of 15-ish minutes. And I believe, because I can't find it anywhere on social media or any of my programs or anything like that, I believe it's me actually practicing for either an Instagram Live or a Facebook Live or something like that. And it's really funny because it ends abruptly, which also makes me think I am just practicing. Why am I sharing this with you? For two reasons. The first is it has really good information about abundance and manifestation. So if anything, that's what you get. You get to experience some of this information about abundance and manifestation. But really what I'm trying to show you, and again, what I'm trying to show you for the whole entirety of the podcast, is that all of this, whether it's starting a podcast, whether it's building a business, whether it's going through a divorce, whether it's becoming more visible, all of it is a journey and all of it is a process. And I think that a lot of times we see people in their prime and after their 10,000 hours of mastery, and we can often say, oh, I could never do that, or I could never be that good, or all of these limiting beliefs come up because we don't see them during the 10,000 hours of mastery. And let me be very clear, I certainly am not a master of my craft at the moment, but I believe that imperfection is perfect in its own way. And I have come from 2 years ago, and I want to show that part of me. And 10 years from now, I'll be so excited that this version of me was being put out to people, shared to people, because we're all in the becoming, we're all expanding, we're all growing, we're all practicing, we're all allowing the journey and the process. But I want to show you where I was so that way you can see where I am today, and you can be with me, and we are co-creating to where we are moving together. So the first one is edited. The 5 minutes is partially edited because when I was editing it, before I looked at the second one, you'll see, I hadn't thought about doing this. I thought I was just going to share it and that was going to be it. So you'll notice the difference between the first and the second one, because the second one is definitely not edited at all. So you get that real raw, vulnerable, lots of lots of rights, lots of kind of nervousness. So watch the two video notes, come back, and we'll have a larger discussion about all of this. So let's talk more about abundance, right? That's what we do here with Abundance with Athena. So what is abundance, right? What is abundance? What does it mean to you? And oftentimes, we're not really sure what it means, right? Because abundance usually is associated with like money. So automatically, you're like, yeah, okay, so abundance is money. And then from there, it's kind of like, okay, well, is there a deeper level to abundance? Is there something more than just the money aspect of it? And for what I do, it's absolutely more than the money aspect of it. In fact, for me, and what I teach, and what I hope that you'll come to understand, is that abundance is actually that connection, that energy, that vibrancy, that frequency that comes through the connection that you have with something greater, whatever you want to call it, right? The universe, oneness, infinite intelligence, whatever you like to say, it's really that energy that's coming through. It's that energy that lives inside of you. It's that energy that's all around you, right? And so money is a symbol of that energy that's flowing to you. And so when you have a lack of money, it's because you are pinching off that energy that's flowing to you, right? Whether that's through blocks or some sort of other resistance that you have toward whatever abundance that you're calling into your life, which could be money, or it could be love, or it could be, you know, losing weight. Whatever that tangible symbol is, that's the outward appearance of the amount of abundance that you're allowing yourself to tap into, become aware of, and receive into your life, right? And so that, for me, is really how I describe abundance. And knowing and understanding that it really is all around us, and that it is within us, and then that we can learn to allow it in. And so really the work is, how do we get to flow with this abundance, right? How do we get to have a fun, awesome, amazing life? Because that's what we're meant to do, right? You were meant to have a fun, fulfilling life, a purposeful life, a life that you're in love with. And it's when we allow ourselves to do that is when all the fun is created. And you're creating that abundance. You're generating that abundance. You're allowing that abundance in for you. And so this work is really all about figuring out what abundance means to you, figuring out what your desires are, right? Because like that's so important to know what you desire, because if you are learning to utilize this abundant energy, but you have no idea what you actually want out of life, then you're just going to kind of be like learning. You're going to learn about it, and it's going to be like really interesting. But also, now that I'm in the learning stage and I want to move into the emotionalization of it, the integrating the abundance that's flowing to me into my life so I can see the creative powers it has that I have, right? If you're not sure what you want, then you're never going to see it, right? You're never going to manifest it. You're never going to create. And that's the other part of life. That's so much fun, right? It's using that abundant energy to create. So really that's the work, right? Allowing it in, tapping into it, becoming aware of it, and then using it to create the lovely life that is meant for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so glad you guys are here to talk about abundance. I'm so excited. We're going to have such a great time. Thank you for everyone who's joined in. And if you're watching the replay of this, we're so thankful that you're here and you're sharing in our abundance with us. So I want to start off a little bit about talking about what abundance is, right? So abundance is the way that we define it here, the way that I define it, is that energy, frequency, and vibration that is all around us all the time, and that is also within us, right? And so it's always accessible to us, and we just have to learn to become aware of it, but then also to allow it in, right? And so there are a plethora of ways of how to do this, and we're going to deep dive into that as we go in a little bit further on concrete ways to do that, okay? So the first thing that you should learn about abundance is, because allowing it in is such a big part of this, you have to really become aware of it first, right? You have to become aware of something that you're going to allow in, okay? And so I just want you to think about that right now and think about the relationship that you have with abundance, right? How aware day to day are you with your abundance? Gotta have some coffee today. It's been an interesting morning. So, okay. So you guys can, you know, write it in the chat if you want. If you're watching the replay, you can just write it down in like a journal or something as we go along. So you're taking notes and you're really being able to kind of personally ingest this, right? So one of the first things that we can do to become aware of abundance is learn to live in that present moment, is to really learn the things and the processes that really bring us into that present moment. And so this can be anything, right? A lot of people talk about meditation and using meditation to become aware of abundance, not only within the meditation, but outside of the meditation, right? Because honestly, a lot of what meditation is, you know, closing your eyes and becoming present in that moment and connecting with whatever higher power you want to call it, right? And every time you have a thought that kind of brings you away from that meditative state, you're learning to pull your attention and your focus back to that present moment, right? And so in life, once we open our eyes and we're not in that meditative state anymore, we actually are doing the exact same thing when we come into the present moment when our eyes are open, right? Because you have a lot of life going on, a lot of things happening around you. And just like with meditation, you bring that focus back into the present moment of what you're actually doing, right? So meditation is such a great way to become aware and aware of our abundance and how we're using our abundance and what are the different possibilities and things like that within abundance, okay? The other thing to get us present in the present moment is to do stuff that makes us happy, right? So like a dance party, there's nothing like moving that energy and having like the vibration and frequency rock your body into the present moment, right? Because you're singing along, you can feel it all. Sometimes you kind of like get this like shiver and stuff. You're moving your energy and your body, right? You're in the present moment because that's all you're doing. That's all you're thinking about. You're thinking about the lyrics and how it makes you feel, and you're like so lit up, right? And so dancing is one of the best ways to get into that present moment. Also, you could go for a walk. A walk in nature is so wonderful, right? I mean, you know, when you let go of the things that you're doing day to day and you allow yourself the time to disconnect from that and walk in nature, and it doesn't have to be a long walk, right? I mean, it could be a 5-minute walk around the block. It really centers you and brings you back into the present moment. The other thing it does is it connects you, right? You feel a sense of connection to what you're walking in, right? You can be observing while you're in that present moment in your walk, right? So you're observing the squirrel and it's, you know, running around or trying to grab a nut, or the birds in the sky and the sounds, right? Really using our full senses to come into that present moment while we're walking in nature. And there's so many other wonderful benefits to feeling connected and to feel a little bit of a smallness in the vast universe of beauty that's around you when you're in nature. So that can be really helpful. The other thing you can do is you can journal, right? Journaling is so incredibly useful for focusing your intellectual brain into the present moment, right? Because if you're just letting it flow out of you, right? When you're just writing and it doesn't have to make sense and it doesn't have to, be spelled correctly or, you can use your own little acronyms and things. When you're free flow writing, you're in the moment, you're in the flow, and your kind of more analytical brain is really focused into what is going on in that present moment. And you can find a lot of things going on in your brain that will come out onto the paper in those moments when you're journaling. Also, filling your head with like anything that you want to, have more of, right? Become more aware of, podcasts, different videos, that kind of thing. These things can really bring you into the present moment and focusing again with your brain on what exactly is it that I'm trying to become more aware of? What is it exactly that I'm trying to become more abundant in, right? And so when we use podcasts, we can kind of really focus our energy and become into that present moment. Same with like reading a book, right? Because you're focused on what you're reading. Now, at times we'll have when our mind wanders, right? And that's totally normal, but we're practicing bringing it back into that present moment. So those are just a few examples. I'm sure you all have a ton of them. And if you want to put them in the chat to kind of see what other people are writing and that kind of thing, please do that as well. Because, as ideas are shared, they grow. And so, and we're all in this together, right? This is Abundance with Athena. So we're all doing this together. We're deepening into our abundance. We're deepening into our awareness all the time. Excuse me. So, so really, when we're getting into this present moment too, we're really getting into the connection, into the energy, and we're getting into the heart space and our consciousness, right? And a lot of the times we tend to be all up in our head all the time, right? I mean, our ego is usually running the show. We're usually very analytical about things. And so it can be really helpful to really allow ourselves to move from like the headspace into the heart space, right? And move into more of that feeling place as opposed to that thinking place. And when we do that, we're connecting into the energy around us and we're becoming more aware of things that our analytical brain can't pick up as well as like our feeling brains can, right? Or our feeling stomach or our gut or whatever you want to call it, right? There's that intuition or something that like when you drop into your body, out of your head, you can feel things more. You can flow into things more. So that's kind of where the focus is when we're moving from our head space into our heart space. And this is the place where we can become more aware and we can become more allowing of what we are becoming aware of. And that is abundance, right? And that's when we can see and receive more too. Because if we're constantly in our head being run by the ego, we're not going to be thinking about receiving, right? And most women are all about giving. Like we give all day, every day to so many people. And so when we move from kind of those immediate reactions and response, right? This is what we do every single day. This is how I feed my family. This is how I go to work. This is what I do at work, etc. When we become present and we move into that heart space, we really feel what is it that is possible for me? What is it that's around me? What can I tap into? What more possibilities are there? And so we move and we actually tune into a different frequency, a different vibration, right? Because now we're in the heart space. And a lot of times this feeling is associated with being, right? When we're sitting in the present moment, we're not doing anything. I mean, we might be dancing and we might be reading and we might be walking, but inside there's this feeling of peace, right? There's a feeling of nothing has to actually get done right now, right? Nothing has to be accomplished. Nothing has to be on a timeline, right? We're practicing the being instead of the doing. So the next thing that I want to talk about is actually starting and stopping momentum, right? Because bringing ourselves into the present moment is great, but we've still got a lot of momentum going, right? And so this is a good way if we've got some momentum going already, like in a negative mood or even a positive mood, right? Becoming present, we can stop and take stock of, okay, this is the kind of feelings and the kind of thoughts that I want, or, well, no, this is not the kind of feelings and thoughts that I want to continue, right? And so we can literally stop and restart the momentum when we become present. And this is really important because this is the moment where if you're having thoughts and feelings and emotions that you're really not wanting to continue, you can slow down the momentum or stop it completely. Sometimes that's more difficult, right? Especially with more negative emotions. So you can become aware and become present and then soften them. Because one of the big things about abundance is feeling better and reaching toward the next best feeling. And I'm not talking about like the best feeling, right? So like, obviously, if I'm having a bad day, like I'm not going to be like coming into the present moment and I'm stopping all the momentum of the negative stuff. And now I feel elated, you know, like that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like, I'm not having the best day. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to get in the present moment. Okay, what is the next best feeling that I can have? What is the next best feeling thought that I can have? Because when you have a thought, you automatically have a feeling associated with it, right? So really look at your thoughts and say, okay, what can I do to soften that negative thought? Or what can I do to improve that positive thought, right? And then just soften it. And self-compassion is so good. For when you're having bad days or you're having negative feedback loops or whatever has happening in your brain, right? And you can just say, give yourself some compassion and say, hey, it's just been a bad day. You know, this happened. Okay. You know, I've got you. We're safe. It's okay. What is the next best feeling that I can have out of here, right? What is the next thought that I can have that makes me feel just a little bit better, right? And then you can take some of those actions that we talked about too. I mean, maybe the next action to make you feel better is watching a silly cat video, you know? But it's you becoming present in this moment to choose and become aware of where you are and choose what you want to move into, right? So you're getting to choose that next best feeling, thought, and subsequent feeling. So the thing is that you cannot move from negative energy to fulfilling your desires, right? I mean, like, if you're having a bad day, that's probably not even in your consciousness, right? That, like, I'm going to take on the world when I'm having a crappy day, right? So again, this is where you can give yourself some self-compassion and say, I'm not reaching for the stars today. I'm reaching for that next best feeling. Because again, when we're thinking about vibration frequency, we're really thinking about how there's
no way to get from a negative vibration into like a super positive vibration, right? You've got to close the gap a little bit, right? You cannot have or be in the energy of the problem and get to the solution, right? They're different vibrations. It's different energy. It's a different frequency, right? And so the more that we can become aware of where we currently are, the easier we're able to become aware of and tap into what is that next best abundant feeling for me? And then how can I move up into that energy? And sometimes, I mean, depending on the momentum that you have with your negative thoughts, feelings, or emotions, again, taking that baby step is really the next thing that you're going to do. You're not going to try to like go from zero to 100. There are a couple of ways to really break some intense momentum, right? And one of the best ways to do this actually is just to take a nap or go to sleep. So if that's something that you really feel like you've gone into a really a place you don't want to be, then you can take a nap or go to sleep earlier, whatever you need to do. Because when we're asleep, we kind of recalibrate our energy and then we wake up and we're in a much more neutral place. Okay. And so, but when you don't want to do that, like when you don't need to change it that drastically or stop the momentum that much, as long as you're tending to your emotions and you're tending to your feelings, you can actually create that energetic point of attraction, right? So you are essentially, you are always doing a point of attraction.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's jump right in. Let's talk about the first video first. So, as you can see, I'm starting to formulate the three pillars of manifestation. Like, I even start to go through knowing what you want to manifest and believing that it's possible. But then I stop and I go off somewhere else. I think even I started building a list of this is what you do and started doing this, right? And then just I went with one and then just went poof over there. And I'm going to point out all these things and I'm not being harsh with myself. In fact, I am really proud of myself for how far I've come, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But don't think that I feel bad about this or anything like that. I enjoy this. I like going back and seeing how far I've come. And that's so important for us to do, to celebrate how far we've come, to notice the growth and expansion, to pat ourselves on the back about where we used to be and where we are now, because that's so motivating for keeping doing what we're doing and enjoying the process and the journey instead of getting really tired of it and burning out. So the other thing in the first video was that the structure of how to feel abundance and to manifest was completely out of order. I think I started with allow it to come in, tap into it, become aware, and create the life you love. Yeah, that's not the order at all. It's completely backwards. But the thing is that I hadn't had enough practice. Like I knew it cognitively. I hadn't had enough practice at saying it out loud at that point. And that's why I was practicing, because it actually gets better in the second video. That it doesn't just come naturally yet. And that's okay, because eventually it does. But in this moment, that's what the practice was for. And for the listing of the manifestation pillars, the pillars hadn't even come into my consciousness yet. So it's the beginning stages of essentially learning something conceptually, starting to experience it, and then being able to really put it in a way that makes sense and that will resonate with your clients or with other people when you're telling them about whatever it is, abundance, manifestation, whatever your business is. And again, I do better in the second video. And I think, again, that's because I did a practice to the practice, right? But I also don't get through all of the steps that I was explaining out of order in the first episode or the first video note. I don't get through it all without abruptly stopping. So I think that there must have been something toward the end where I was starting to get a little frustrated or in my head, because that's the other part of this whole thing, is that when we cognitively know something, when we feel it in our hearts, when we feel it in our bodies, when we get it as a gut feeling, a gut knowing, we know it in our bones, and we become it, then it just flows. I remember when I first started out and I had notes. Oh my God, I had almost every single thing that I wanted to say, down to like the cute little jokes or sayings I was gonna say during these lives or during the program or whatever. And that actually, while it was good to begin with, because I am a cognitive thinker and I start conceptually, but as even in the process of abundance and manifestation, as you surrender to the flow and surrender to imperfection, the more that it's just going to happen and you're going to get out of the way and you're just going to let it come through you. And so I'm not at that point yet. And you could tell, especially in the second video, there's also a nervousness that is there. You can probably catch a lot of the ums and the rights and the clearing of my throat. You can probably catch those. And that's a nervousness thing, which is, again, understandable. And it was because I hadn't had the practice yet. And it was because I didn't feel it, experience it in the ways that I have now, right? Notice the right? Did you catch that? I still do that. And that's okay, right? Okay. Also, it's so funny because during this practice session, I was playing with how would it feel to just be laid back and just take a sip of your coffee or just act as if this is super normal and we're just having a conversation. And the two times that I do it, it's really awkward. So I think it's funny that I'm trying to get to a place at that point where everything feels flowy and easy. And I'm training my brain to say, like, this is where we're headed. But it's not exactly smooth just yet. And the concepts that I'm explaining, while I am a bit nervous about them and don't fully explain them in a way that I could explain them now. And to me, they are elementary concepts looking back at it now, because I've practiced it so much that it's now just second nature. It's where I started. And it's so important for us to honor where we start. And so wherever you are in your process, whether it's your business, manifestation, abundance, whatever it is for you, remember that this is a journey and that you are exactly where you're meant to be. And that when you become more practiced and when you spend that time in the 10,000 hours that it takes to get to mastery, you will be able to start seeing the different shifts that are occurring and how things get easier. Another thing that comes to mind for me is a lot of fear at one point around becoming visible and putting myself out there. Like, I would write a bunch of quotes or I would post pictures and things like that on Instagram, but I could never at that point, and this is prior to 2 years ago, but I couldn't bring myself, I couldn't overcome the fear of becoming visible. And it happens in its own time. And now there's a lot less of that nervousness. And there's more of this getting out of my own way and just allowing. Because I think that's another thing about all this, that a couple of things happen. Because you're practicing, because you are experiencing whatever it is that you're trying to communicate to other people, you get better at it. And so having taken that courage and you're practicing and you're building the confidence and you're learning to trust yourself because you're showing up and you're doing the hard things. And the hard things become a little less hard and a little less hard, and they feel a little bit more natural. And you start to not only trust yourself, but you start to trust the universe. You start to say, okay, this Athena is coming and she's showing up and she's doing the things. And at the same time, she's learning about abundance and manifestation and she's growing spiritually. So maybe we can just move the ego part of Athena to the side a little bit and just allow something to move through her. Some other wisdom that isn't so obsessed with getting everything right or saying everything perfectly and just allowing whatever's supposed to come out to come out. And when you get into that, and they call it flow, and artists have this, and sportsmen's, that's not really a word, but people who play athletes, right? They get this, they get into this flow. And also, because they've been at their craft so often, they're able to get out of their own head, out of their own way, and just allow it to happen. And when they make mistakes, like calling athletes sportsmen, they just laugh at themselves and they move on. So we get to celebrate. We get to celebrate how far we come. And you come every single day. You move forward. You become a different person, a different version of yourself every single day that you show up. So even if you're in the beginning of this journey, in the beginning of this process, celebrate yourself. Look back, connect the dots, give yourself that pat on the back because you really are moving more than you think you are. And also, allow it to happen. Don't push because when you push, your focus is on all the negative things. I should be further along. I should be not making any mistakes. I should all these things. You just should all over yourself. And you fight against the process and the journey. So you actually make it harder for yourself, not easier. And you also make it so that burnout and overwhelm is what you go to first, as opposed to lightening up, letting it be easy, laughing at yourself when you make mistakes. And you'll see that that is the foundation for growth and expansion. When we let our ego tell us that we should be doing things or we're not good enough, that difficulty that it makes for us slows us down. Hardcore. So don't push and view it as all growth and expansion and that it's happening in its right time. And the more, again, that you can look back and celebrate and connect the dots, the more motivation you're going to have to continue to be in your craft in those 10,000 hours. And you're going to see yourself bloom and grow. And that, my friends, is abundance. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.